Greetings, happy birthday, and happy new year.
Welcome to the Hardwick Podcast. I'm Carla Hardwick.
In studio and in person in the dump, replacing Caleb this week.
Well, not really replacing Caleb. Just filling in, and because I have a special message today, I want to say happy birthday to Christopher Noah Hardwick.
Christopher Noah Hardwick.
My firstborn son. Many, many years ago, brought joy to my life and still brings joy to my life today.
Yeah, today is Noah's birthday. I don't think anybody cares how old you are, so we'll just skip that. But
I know you can't see him since this is a podcast, but he is jumping up and down in his seat with a pile of presents around him. He cannot wait to open them.
That's right. Noah has, how many presents do you have there?
More than I have fingers.
Okay. So he's got several.
Well, fingers on one hand.
He
anyway.
Has several. So, this will be a special podcasting birthday present opening edition. So, we'll just jump right into it. Today is December 30th, Noah's birthday, and we are going to open his presents on the podcast.
And in fact, Facebook literally just sent me a notification that said today's Noah's birthday. Even though it already sent me one earlier today, it sent me another one.
Just to make sure you know.
Just to make sure.
All right. So, Noah, go ahead. We're going to do running commentary while you open up your presents.
So, who is this one from?
That's from me.
Okay.
That one is from Mother, Ms. Carla.
You're going to have some great sound effects with this.
This is the beautiful sound of presents opening.
Red 7, the game that I lost and needed to replace.
Well, technically, it's me replacing the game that I probably lost.
Yeah.
You'll want to know something funny?
What?
Did you find it?
I found it.
Where did you find it?
In the Kia on Christmas Eve. Or it was one of those days right before Christmas when we were traveling somewhere in the Kia. I actually found it.
Well, don't open it. We can make it.
I was going to say, we can have a contest. Who wants to win a game of Red 7?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so shouldn't we give the backstory here first? Red 7 is a card game that we were playing earlier this year, and then suddenly, mysteriously, the game vanished, and we had no idea where it went.
It was under the driver's seat in the Kia.
And so for the longest time, we were like, well, it's gone. We'll have to buy a new one.
Which is really strange because I have vacuumed under the driver's seat in the Kia.
Are you sure you didn't find this one that just hadn't been wrapped?
No, it was unopened. And I knew that one had already been wrapped because, like I said, this was since that one's been wrapped.
Now we have one that is it's like the prodigal board game. It came back.
It came back.
Now we have one that's also unopened. So I don't know. Maybe we can do a contest and give it away.
Yeah, we need to do a contest for all of our listeners out there. You have a pretty good chance of winning this.
Okay, so this is what, do we really want to do a contest here?
Sure.
Of what kind of contest?
Okay, well, the prize will be determined at the by the time this podcast is actually posted. But
we already
go
have
to
the prize.
Our Facebook page and like the page and share the prize with the post that the prize is on with your friends. And
but don't they have to do something? Like ask a question or something?
And you have to comment something.
You have to like, comment, and share in order to be entered into a drawing for a Red 7 game.
And if there's only one person, do we just give it to that one person?
Well, they're entered, so.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
100% chance.
I'm going to go enter this.
Yeah, you get yourself a free Red 7.
That's right.
By the way, this is a really fun game, and that's why we were looking for it so frantically, because we wanted to play it, and that's why we went and bought another one, because it's a really fun game.
It's also a pretty easy game, so. How many players can play this game, Noah? What does it say on the box?
I believe that it's a four-player game.
It's a 2-4, or it have to be four, or?
2-4.
2-4 players. All right, good. So, the Gaddis household over there, you know. If y'all want another two-player game, here's your chance.
All right, so let's move on to another one. Open the red one on the top.
This one?
Yeah.
It might be a t-shirt?
Before you took all your clothes to the Goodwill, anyway, yeah.
Well, the backstory on that is Noah decided finally to clean out his clothes.
And it says,
I am Groot.
I don't, yeah. Okay, so
it's perfect because the movie's coming out in a few weeks. So.
Here's the story. I was buying some stuff on a website, and I already had to pay for shipping. I was like, well, what else can I add to this without having to add extra shipping? And this was literally the cheapest t-shirt they had on the entire website. It was like less than $3. And I'm like, you know what? For less than $3, I bet Noah can at least enjoy it for, you know, a couple of minutes, even if he doesn't wear it ever.
I probably add it to my current rotation of t-shirts.
Yeah, I kind of liked it, and I figure if I kind of liked it, you might like it too. So
I want to make like a equivalent of a pitching rotation for t-shirts.
Exactly. Yeah,
and then I'll also have a bullpen just in case.
Every now and then, just in case. Then you have a closer.
Yeah, that would be my one dress shirt.
Yeah, and then occasionally you skip the fifth day starter and go back to the first.
Right.
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel you.
Hey,
it feels like it's a decent quality shirt. That increases its chances a little bit.
What brand is it?
I don't know. It just said Guardians of the Galaxy under the name tag.
Really?
Like I said, you have something to wear to the movie when it comes out. So.
Yeah, I don't see a brand. It just says Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Interesting. Yeah, you can wear it to the theaters at one time and then probably never again.
Okay, open another present. Get that one on top that I wrapped. I think that was
wrong. Shouldn't we open one of Seth's gifts?
Actually, that's the one that I wrapped, and you have to look at the picture on it first, which, by the way, will be on the Facebook page, everyone.
Is it supposed to be me?
Yes, that is a self-portrait. Well, actually, it's not a self-portrait. It's a portrait of you, but
I did. My eyebrows were so big.
I want to see.
I didn't think they were.
Oh, I'll have to go look on the Facebook
It'll be on the
page.
Facebook page here shortly.
Okay, make some noise over there, Noah. Open that package.
Crumple, paper
Rip
wrap.
Rip it open.
It is Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah.
It was on sale on Black Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, and I needed another present for you.
What in the world is a Sheriff of Nottingham?
That's the guy who stole all of the people's money, you know, Robin Hood.
Okay. Interesting. So what is it?
It's a bluffing board game.
The board game bluffs, or you bluff in the board game?
You have to be good at lying to win this game.
I like this game.
Basically, it's a game where you have a stack of cards, and you pick some of the cards, and you put them in a little bag, and you hand it to the person to tell them what's in the bag. And if they believe you, they give the bag back to you, and you open it up, and you take all the cards out, and you count them against your score. And if they don't believe you, then they say, nope, you're lying, and they open the bag. And if they're right, well, then you have to pay them a penalty fee. And if they're wrong and you were telling the truth, then they pay you a penalty fee.
I'm going to be horrible at this game.
I'm not that great at it myself. But the good thing about this game, Caleb, is you can always tell the truth. Of course, that might not work well to your advantage, but you know.
We'll just have to play it and see. Maybe we could live podcast the game.
Yeah, we might ought to try that sometime.
So let's recap here. So far, Noah has three gifts. He has a replacement for a game that we lost, which we're going to give away, so he's not going to get to keep. He has the cheapest t-shirt that Caleb could find him, which was like, what, less than $3? And he has a game that Seth bought him at a really super good deal on Black Friday.
It wasn't even on his wanted list.
So,
no, hang on. Here's how this is working. Noah can either keep those three presents or trade them for what's in the big red box. It's your choice, Noah.
Do I have to trade all of them?
I don't know. How about you open up another one?
What about the small one down here?
You can get a small one if you want. It's for me.
Sounds like...
I know what this is. I think it's candy.
What kind of candy?
Now hold it up to the mic, Noah. Very good.
What kind of candy is it?
Hold on.
He's smelling it.
I believe it's bottle caps.
I have to agree.
Well, open and find out.
It's bottle caps!
Ding, yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Don't you wish you had traded all your other presents for that?
Yes, I do, Kent.
Now we have another very cheap, inexpensive gift for Noah. Noah, we love you.
Yeah. I feel like I just got all the presents you needed to finish out your shopping cart to get free shipping this
pretty
year.
Much, yeah. Yeah. I just needed like one more thing. So, yeah, that's pretty much true. All right, go for the big red one. It's actually not big. It's just because I wrapped it in the box that it came in. And Caleb, it was Amazon, so actually...
Your wrapping is...
Oh, see, that's the one that I wrapped diagonally.
Oh, okay.
That was my... If the wrapping paper wasn't quite big enough to cover the whole box, so if you wrap it diagonally, it works. It doesn't look pretty, but it works.
I think it looks fine.
Yeah, it's nothing special. It's just an Amazon box. But get it on the inside. It's good stuff. There's a hell bunch of knives right behind you on that shelf. Oh, ooh, never mind. It wasn't really
don't
taped.
Don't tell our podcast people there's a bunch of knives on the shelf behind
it's
them.
My work shelf. It has pocket knives and pencils and stuff.
A new water bottle and a sock to cover it.
Yeah, I really just wanted to get you the sock, but I thought it needed to be on something, so I got you the...
Is it Batman?
It is. It's the Dark Knight.
What color is the water bottle? Silver.
Okay, so Noah can now have water.
Where did you find a water bottle sock?
They're called Freakers.
Oh, have a name?
Apparently. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to get you a new one of those, and I thought, you know, I should just get him a water bottle, too.
So it looks like kind of like the Batman logo?
It is a Batman, basically a sock that you put on a water bottle, and it includes a water bottle.
Yes, water bottle socks are a great invention because they keep the sweat on the water bottle from getting over all over everything.
Exactly.
Which, when you have a bunch of paperwork on your desk, is very handy not to get all that wet.
So if you want to just take that sock and put it on your other water bottle, that works too. But I know you also admired Seth's clean canteen, so there you go. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Okay, open the last
one. Now we need to get Caleb one because he's the only one that doesn't have one of these canteens.
Hey, I love my water bottle. My water bottle looks like it has been through like 1,000 washing machine cycles, but it has been everywhere with me.
Yeah, so does mine.
My water bottle has traveled all over the place with me. It's a good friend to me, and I will be sad the day that it dies.
Noah, open the next present.
Ooh, this one's heavy.
You know, I just realized I have him another gift somewhere. I can't remember where I put it.
It's my favorite thing. Another Amazon box.
Yeah. Noah really does enjoy getting Amazon boxes. He gets them like every few days.
Actually, since I got rid of Prime, I haven't had an Amazon order in like 6 months.
Well, okay.
Seth has, though.
Yeah.
When I had Amazon Prime, yes, I was getting one every other day. It's a giant bag of candy corn.
All right. I hope you don't eat all that, though. That'd be a lot of candy corn.
That's a lot of candy corn. Kind of the wrong season for candy corn, though.
Well, that's why...
It's really more of a candy cane season.
Yeah, well, that's why we bought them like 2 months ago. It's true.
Why don't they make peppermint candy corn?
Peppermint candy corn sounds awful. Yeah, I don't... I can understand why they don't. Yep, so recap. Red 7, sock bottle, Sheriff of Nottingham, bottle cap, candy corn... Did I miss
Correction.
One?
Batman water bottle.
Batman water bottle. I'm Batman. This is my water bottle. Just like that. So there you go, everybody. That is Noah's presentation podcast. So,
Presentation podcast?
Yeah, presentation podcast.
Okay. Did we ever get him this?
I don't think so.
Where is it?
In a stunning turn of events, it sounds like Noah may have one more present that Mama has no idea where it is. So, while we're waiting for Mama to come back, here is a quick mini documentary that I made on my Monoprice mini microphone that Seth gave me for my birthday about what we did on my birthday, starting right now. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Caleb here. This is my birthday. We are driving down Highway 67. We just passed a pond with some nice looking geese. And we are headed towards Malvern to get on Malvern Avenue and head into Hot Springs.
Coincidence? I think not.
I don't know exactly what we're going to do in Hot Springs yet, but we're going to have fun, and we're going to have fun finding out. The idea originally was to go and explore the tunnels underneath the city that Hot Springs Creek flows through. But that may not be a very realistic goal, since the rain has probably brought the creek levels up a bit, and they apparently take permits that you have to have to actually go down into the tunnel, and you can't get a permit right now because the guy who gives them out is on vacation. So we'll just be kind of looking around and scouting out maybe a future trip that we get to actually go hike the tunnels underneath the city. So it's kind of an urban spelunking Hot Springs underground, and it should be fun. So fill you in more later. Okay, so we went to this Hot Springs Creek in Hot Springs, and we went down and looked in the tunnel, and it was about what I expected. We really couldn't go in, of course, but we got our boots on anyway, and we went in just a little ways just to poke around. It turns out one of my boots, my left boot to be exact, had a leak in it, which meant that my left foot got nice and soaking wet very quickly. Fortunately, I brought a pair of extra socks, and I've been able to dry my feet off, and that helps a lot. And then we drove down into where the tunnel exits on the south of town, and we poked around there, and we found a football in the creek. So we've rescued one football for the day so far, so good. And now we are sitting here trying to figure out where we can find some barbecue for lunch. So I'll let you know how that goes next. Okay, so we went looking for barbecue restaurants only to find out that there are no barbecue restaurants open on my birthday, which is kind of weird. But anyway, we ended up going to a Mexican restaurant in Hot Springs called Trejos. It was very good, I think, actually. I think we all enjoyed it. I had the Trejos Alambre or something like that. Basically, it was steak cooked with peppers and onions and bacon and cheese, and it was just just a conglomerate of yumminess. So anyway, yeah, that was good. Now we're full, and right now we're, even though we just ate, talking about stopping and getting snacks, which is the American way. Yeah, you never know. We might need food later. So we are now going to head towards Lake Ouachita and the dam on Lake Ouachita, and hang out for a little while, enjoy the weather. It's nice, sunny, about 60 degrees, and we all have a stomach full of food we need to walk off. So that's our next stop on my birthday adventure. Captain's log, December 27th. We have successfully made our way back to the Lake Ouachita and the Lake Ouachita Dam. And we went up the dam and we went over it. We went down on the other side. We piled up rocks, made an Arkansas snowman right on the lake side. And then Seth rolled a rock down the hill just perfectly and bowled our Arkansas snowman over. So we rebuilt it, and then we smashed it over again. We had fun with big rocks today. That was good. And then we went to the Lake Ouachita State Park, and we went and checked out the old stuff they have there. Apparently, at one time, it was a resort back in, like, the 30s, so that's pretty cool. And now we're heading back towards Hot Springs and probably home. Yes. Seth doesn't know where he's going, though, so.
What was that?
Fire extinguisher just nearly rolled on everybody's feet. We may make one more stop. We may not. We may head straight home. The sun is starting to head down. The captain's log is concluded. Okay, we're back. Mama has found the missing present, and she's here, and Noah is here, and we are ready to conclude this present presentation with a bang.
I'm also here.
Seth is also here, for what it's worth.
I found it. I found it.
It looks like it's wrapped up in a trash bag.
Where was it?
I had it hidden. I had it hidden so well I couldn't. It was black and it kind of faded away.
Someday, I think I know what this is.
Someday we might clean up our house and find all sorts of presents that you've hidden and forgot about.
It's true.
I think it's what happens when you clean grandma's house out. But anyway, go ahead.
From Gold Label VIP.
Ooh, what does that mean?
It is a Life Hacker t-shirt.
Yay.
Ding, 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 ding.
It looks small. Oh, no, it looks pretty big.
Yeah, it's a large.
Yeah. Very nice. So now you have two more t-shirts you can add into your rotation. Does that mean you're going to have to kick some other ones out of your rotation?
Probably.
Yeah, you can only have a full roster of 25 men, except in September. Now, in September, you can have as many t-shirts as you want. Well, up to 40 anyway. But
well, it's when September you get to bring in your winter clothes, so it expands your roster.
That's right. You should just have a minor league farm system of people walking around wearing your t-shirts, and then when you want to wear that t-shirt, you can call them up to your major league t-shirt roster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Congratulations, man. You're going to the show. You get called up to Noah's Closet.
Well, that's when you get called out of the out of the depths of the closet into the drawer.
Yeah.
Or the floor, actually, is most of my clothes end up.
All right, so that pretty much concludes Noah's birthday adventure.
Hey, my birthday's not over yet.
Oh, we should mention Mama's birthday, too, because this past week was also Mama's birthday. Is there anything you'd like to mention about your birthday? We went and saw a good movie.
We did.
Yay.
Robin Dean brought this amazing birthday cake over. It was this gigantic three-layer cake. It wasn't just for me. It was for my birthday, for Caleb's birthday the next day, and then for Noah's birthday. And we each had our own flavor of cake piled up on top of each other.
My goodness, that was a lot of cake.
I had a big hunk of chocolate on the bottom.
I had a big chunk of strawberry in the middle.
And Noah's too busy right now looking at his presents to answer, but he had this nice, pretty, round, white cake right on the top. It was gorgeous. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. You are a sweet lady.
Much so, what movie did we go see, Mama?
Rogue One.
Rogue One.
I actually remember the name of it, and I didn't fall asleep during the movie.
It was a good movie, then.
It was.
I don't know. Sometimes you fall asleep when you think you're really enjoying movies. It's a sign of relaxation.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Let's talk a little bit about Rogue One. Anybody?
It was very World War II-esque.
It was kind of. It had a lot of American military symbolism in it. Noah, any thoughts?
Yeah, it felt like it had a lot of different kinds of modern warfare represented in it.
Yeah. Overall, I think it was a really good movie.
I like the girl hero. Jen? Was that her name?
Yeah.
Jen?
Should we tell a spoiler on this
no.
one?
We'll
no?
try not
okay.
to
spoilers.
Okay. Try not to make any spoilers. Although I will say that I think that in the end, I enjoyed the movie because it wasn't kind of the... I don't know.
The happiest of endings?
Cliche, everything's okay, happy ending. But I think we all kind of knew that had to be the case, considering what we know about Star Wars. So, yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, go see it. Good movie. We enjoyed it. Any critiques?
I'm still really puzzled by the machine gun laser guy killing people, but, you know.
I am a little bit, too. I think he was just mad. Yeah, well, I think he was sad too, because his friend had just
spoiler.
His friend made him sad. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, you do crazy things when you're in getting shot at, let alone when you're sad. So maybe so. Yeah, one of the biggest critiques I think other people have said was that the characters' motivations always weren't very developed throughout the movie. You're kind of like, why is this guy fighting for the rebellion? What's his motivation?
I think that may be the biggest difference between it and other Star Wars movies is there wasn't a whole lot of character development, but it was more focused on an overall story rather than the individual characters in the story.
It was like one person's story. It was Jin's story.
Well, no, it really wasn't. It was the whole Rogue One story.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay. But it's still focused around her.
It was mostly around her, but there were obviously, she wasn't really necessarily the most important character. So, anyway. I think I liked how it fit in with the with the New Hope. I thought they did a really good job of making it lead right up to that, all the way to the point where at the very end of the movie, you go, oh, wow, that's literally the next scene in Star Wars is the beginning of A New Hope. So, yeah, good movie. We think we enjoyed it. So,
only thing is, if you're going to see that movie early in the morning when there's only one ticket booth open, get there extra early because the lines were actually pretty crowded.
It was my birthday and I had popcorn.
You ate quite a lot of popcorn.
Did y'all eat that whole bag?
I only ate like one handful of it.
Yeah, I ate that whole bag of popcorn.
Wow.
But it was your birthday, so nobody can tell you that wasn't the way it was supposed to be.
On my birthday, I had popcorn. I went to Western Sizzlin' and the salad bar thing, and I ate birthday cake. That's it. That was my birthday right there.
I still can't believe you ate that whole bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
Between me, Madeline, and Jeffrey, we only ate like half a bag.
Yeah.
What happened to it? I wanted some.
Noah's sitting over there on the other side and didn't get anything.
Well, you should have just reached across or taken some of the gummy bears.
Wait, there were gummy bears?
Yeah, they were sitting there in my lap.
Says Noah as he sits there eating his candy from his birthday.
Not sharing.
You should reach across and grab some.
Wait, let's translate that. Google, what did Noah just say?
You can reach across and grab some. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Translator Seth. All right. So is there anything else we want to mention before we wrap up this special birthday / New Year's podcast?
We still have to answer Kira.
Okay.
Question, which was, what was our favorite Christmas gift?
Oh, okay. So we were almost like working in reverse order. We started with Noah, then to me, then Mama. Now we're talking about Christmas. What was your favorite Christmas gift? That's a hard question to answer. Everybody think. Seth's thinking sounds a lot like a phone dial.
Well, that's what you hear when you can't remember what number to push next when you're dialing.
A dial tone, I mean. Yeah. Okay, cool. Let me think. What was my favorite gift? I have to say, I really do like my cordless drill and drill bits that I have. That was a pretty cool gift.
Have you even got to use them yet?
No, but we're going to work. Me and Seth are going to work on a project for the Lego room, which is another topic we should talk about next week on the podcast. Maybe it'll be finished by then.
Include pictures, too.
Yeah, and we'll include pictures of the new, brand new Lego room that we've created.
Did we get before and after shots?
That's kind of questionable. So basically the answer's no.
We should have taken a picture of it before, but
I do have one picture of it with the tables down and with it mostly basically empty. But I didn't get one with all the junk in it. Okay, back to the question at hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a hard one to say exactly what my favorite was. I really liked the flashlight that I got, but also really like all the gummy bears. And
how many gummy bears did you get?
Well, minus the ones that we gave to Mary, I got 22 packages.
Wow.
Yeah. But I also
how many
really
of them
like
are there now?
20.
Y'all eating too?
Yeah. But that jacket that I got from Chief, I mean, that's a pretty cool sweat jacket.
That.
I'm kind of jealous. I wish I had one.
And the hat's pretty cool. It's just so many different options.
Mama, what about you?
Well, I really like my new phone. It's really nice.
Yeah, I should probably mention that too. Noah got us these huge phones that are actually really nice. That has to definitely make the list of best gifts.
But probably if I have to be honest about it, the one I'm most excited about is the fact that I have new tube to put on the river. As soon as it warms up enough, I can get out on the river again because I popped my tube last time. And we now have three tubes, so
I'm so excited. I can't wait for it to warm up enough I can get back out on the river.
Mama also really loved her Secret Santa gifts.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are Ms. Carla's Secret Santa and would like to no longer be secret now that Christmas is over and done with, feel free to step forward and, you know, join us on the podcast sometime.
That popcorn I had at the movie, thank you, Secret Santa.
Seriously, though, thank you. She loved her Secret Santa gifts.
Really did. No. What's your favorite present?
Probably Ticket to Ride Pennsylvania, because I've won it twice now.
That's true. board game.
You've won, like, everything so far.
Actually, I haven't won the Sushi Go either time. I've come in last both times.
Yeah, because we keep playing with guests who keep winning, so...
Yeah, if I had to narrow it down to what I have used the most since Christmas or since I've gotten a present, it's probably been my jacket that I got from Chief
or your pillow.
At the fire department.
Actually, I have to say my absolute probably favorite gift so far is probably my orange beanie hat that has Haskell Hobo stitched into the top. That is awesome.
And we can find your Haskell Hobo pictures
on my Instagram,
which is
at Haskell Hobo.
And what have you been hashtagging every picture?
Some of them I hashtag Adventures of Haskell Hobo, but not all of them.
Yeah,
that's
and
just
you can see a picture of our rock man.
Yeah, that's right.
If you go to the my Instagram, at Haskell Hobo, you can see a picture of the rock snowman we made on the beaches of Lake Washita that I referenced to earlier in this podcast.
Cool. Yeah. So we have some big announcements coming up at the start of next year.
We will. I think we'll save those for next week.
I think we should, but just as a little bit of a teaser, big announcements, they're coming.
So definitely check back in with us next week. We will have some interesting and exciting stuff to be telling you about this podcast. So that'll pretty much wrap us up for this week, but be sure to come back and listen to next week's episode. So happy birthday, everybody. Happy New Year. And
stay safe.
Anything anybody wants to say?
Don't do anything stupid.
All right. That's right. That's right.
Thanks for letting me be on the podcast today. Happy birthday, Noah. Love you, bud. Happy birthday, Caleb. Love you, too. Seth, I'll love you next month.
Okay, fine.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And don't be stupid. This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.